Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Doc.
Hello and greetings to you.
How you doing?
I praise the Lord. I'm doing well.
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I hope your week has been good.
How are you?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Doc. I'm doing fantastic. It's been a good week. And the weather is changing. We're enjoying the springtime this side, and it's much warmer. Is it good that side?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I made a trip. And where I am is a little cool, getting ready for autumn.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, keep warm. Keep warm and make sure that you're not catching any flu out there, hey?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Now, where many risk factors can be controlled early in life, lowering the risk of heart disease later in life by doing that. Now, other risk factors may be passed down through family members, meaning they are hereditary, or could be the result of another illness or disease. Now, prevention is the best way to avoid a heart problem later in life. So, Doc, we're talking about the heart disease in childhood. What does it mean that it begins in childhood?
Well, first off, you mentioned something very important, the hereditary factor. Mm. And I was listening to a doctor, lifestyle medical scientist doctor. I can qualify him with all of those adjectives. Mm-hmm. He read to us, the audience, some researches that have been done on epigenetics, hereditary factor in disease processing and so forth and coming up and all the rest.
Yeah.
He also quoted the Bible that says to the fourth and fifth generation. And it seems as if God is wicked, if we can use that word, but that is not the case.
Yeah.
It's the effect that has been caused by some things. So talking about the issue of hereditary factors, he found this research that was done that showed studies done on a group of people that don't have a lot of access to the developed world. But researchers were there, and they found that grandchildren had problems that were caused by the lifestyle of grandparents.
Ooh.
And I found that very intriguing, but very interesting too, because that factor has been looked at quite a lot of time. Nevertheless, he emphasized something that we usually forget when we are talking about hereditary. And that is, there will be the factors, and he compared it with loading a gun. But if nobody pulls the trigger, the loaded gun, it remains there. Yeah. So they identified some genetic letters that are there in research done with rats. But some rats show the disease and other rats did not, though they have those same letters as they identify the genes. And so the issue of environmental factors became very important.
Okay.
You know, last week we talked about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And when we looked at the factor of nutrition, we can say that indeed nutrition has a lot to play. And so it is with heart disease. More and more, we are seeing that children who have some hereditary factors, yes, but then the nutrition and the social factors that are also present. I have mentioned previously, if not here in other lectures, because it's just keep coming to my head, that when Vietnam War was fought with United States soldiers, they found that many coming back from the war dead were already having blocked arteries, serious atherosclerotic plaques, at the ages of 19, 20 to 23, 25, thereabouts. So when did this start? The hypothesis is that this must have started when they were much, much younger. Yes, they came to the world with very clear arteries, but with the choice of diet from childhood, the arteries start blocking up, especially the arterial, the ones that supplies the coronary arteries, the one that supplies the heart.
Yeah.
And that this happens very frequently among those who are going to have this disease from childhood. So the disease beginning in childhood is now becoming common knowledge. In the book Health Power by Dr. Hans Dehl and Aileen Ludington, they did have the assertion written there very boldly that children are at risk of coming down with heart disease, because they checked other studies done and they found in one particular place that ages 7 to 12 children, they're already showing risk factors for coronary heart disease in America. So the question is, do we want the same for our children in Africa? Well, it's going to be the same pattern if we eat what they eat,
yeah,
if we live the way they are living. So and that is what is happening now. The world is becoming a little village where we are having cultural exchanges from diet to social aspects of life in every area. So this is the picture that we are seeing. So children who start early to feed on high fatty foods, low fiber diet, they begin to develop arteries that are getting blocked. And we cannot fight that in just saying, oh, no, 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 we don't want that for us here in this part of the world. The one way in which we can work on it is to start making healthy choices. So if we as parents, grandparents, make healthy choices now, the probability is that we will be able to help our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to make right choices. From when we feed them to when they start feeding themselves. It's interesting that when you have babies, they don't like vegetables. But that is not usually the case. It could be that we didn't start the vegetables on time. So it's whatever we start on time that the children will love. But of course, put your finger in sugar and put that finger in the baby's mouth, the baby will hold on to that finger. Albeit that breast milk is not sweet.
My goodness, Doc. So what you're saying is that, you know, what causes this problem is it high cholesterol?
Yeah, well, we get the cholesterol when we eat the cholesterol. We, as being in the animal kingdom, as mammals, we naturally have cholesterol and we need it. But when we add to ours by eating the cholesterol from other animal kingdom, like cows and chicken and pig and all the rest, then we add to ours and then it becomes too much. So otherwise, we shouldn't have that much that will require us to want to get rid of it. It is when we eat it, when we eat the cholesterol from animal sources, that we add to our own regular normal cholesterol level, and then we have too much. So it is from every fatty food. Even if we do not eat animal cholesterol, and we still take a lot of free fats, meaning oils, margarines, a lot of that, we will it will trigger our bodies to produce cholesterol.
I see.
That's the interesting part of it. So when you read the promotion or the advertisement, no cholesterol, oils, don't be deceived. Yes, if it's not the oil from animal sources, it does not have cholesterol. But if we eat a lot of it, the human body will produce the cholesterol needed to work with the fat.
I didn't know that.
So that's the interesting thing about this. because our body must have the cholesterol. It's a lipid, it's a type of fat, but it's needed for the body. And so when we take other fats, our body will produce it in order to break down that fat that we are taking. So a high oil, we call it free fat diet, will definitely make the body to produce extra cholesterol. And so the cholesterol will be high. So that's why you see those who are vegans still having high cholesterol. That's the reason why. That's how it's explained to us how that gets into the body.
So
it's necessary to take everything in proportion. But when it gets to fat, oils, it should be minimum. For all healthy research programs that have been conducted so far that we know of in health, in natural health sciences, like the researches done by individuals like Dr. Onish to reverse health issues like prostate enlargement and so forth, they always put these people, these candidates for research or for the special program on about 10% fat, which is very, very low. So it's like adding a teaspoon of olive oil to your meal for the day and not adding any other oil or seeing oil flowing in your stew, your soup, your dinner and breakfast or anyone. And taking your nut only enough that it fills your hand and you can close and make a feast. That's all the nuts that we need per day, and it should be raw. So aside from that, we will develop high cholesterol. So the cholesterol that we give our children when they are young will develop the, should I use the word develop? It will make a lot of plaques in the blood vessels that will start closing up gradually from childhood. So this is the emphasis. And of course, with all the sugars and fatty foods, apart from the ones that are from the animal products, like every food that is packaged in colorful papers, guess what? It must have a lot of sugar, a lot of oils or other fats, both free fats and even animal fats from sources like pig, because they have a lot of fat and it's cheap oil. So they are almost always packed with all these high fatty foods. And once we have a high fat food, it will automatically be low in fiber. That's usually how it goes. Yeah. So high fat food, low fiber foods, they are recipes for development of blood problems, heart disease from childhood.
I want to imagine, Doc, from your angle as a naturopathy, it's possible to reverse it if it's caught early, or is it not?
It is possible to reverse it when it is caught early. It is possible to reverse it when it is caught even in older years of life.
Oh, okay.
A 70-year-old person deciding from now on, I want to clean out cholesterol and plaques, can still do so.
Interesting.
And it takes a few days for that matter.
What should one do? They should reduce cholesterol. They should, of course, reduce all the cholesterol intakes, sugar intake, increase fiber, etc. Am I correct?
You are correct. You are right on the point. And then, of course, take enough water.
Yeah.
Do some exercise. Eat 2 meals a day, preferably, with no meals in the evening. If possible, before 3 p.m., that would be wonderful.
You.
Get off the sofa.
Oh, Doc, man. Yeah.
And then go to bed and get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, this health thing is, man, we're trying it. It's not easy, yeah? But we're trying it because I think the generally health has got to do with lifestyle more than anything, not so.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, just a reminder, when God created man, he gave him the diet in Genesis 1:29, fruits, whole grains, some nuts, some seeds. And then when sin came, he added vegetables.
Mm.
Then he put man in the garden, not in the office.
To till to the ground.
Yes, to till the ground, to dress it. You know, at first he just told man to dress the garden. He already prepared all the things ready for man. It's sin that added the tilling.
Amen. Now, Doc, before I let you go, how does a parent then pick up that the child has got a heart problem?
It's a little difficult to know in childhood, but if a child is overweight, that is a strong indication that the child is developing deposits in blood vessels.
Mm. Okay, so basically a parent should look out for a child that's overweight and make sure that everything is done to make sure that they avoid heart disease and all other disease, eh?
Right, because, you know, heart disease is just one of the several.
Yes, yes.
That happens with bad lifestyle.
Man. Well, I must say thank you, Doc, once again. I mean, always, always enlightening to have these conversations with you. I do hope that our listeners are also enjoying these conversations as much as I am enjoying them. I'm absolutely, always intrigued by these and challenged, deeply challenged, because, we've got to try and make sure that we do our best if we want to live longer. Thank you so much, Doc, once again.
You are welcome. The Lord is our strength.
Oh, indeed he is. Happy Sabbath to you then.
I wish you the same. God bless you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.